I don't think it's easy to tell a story that other people have already told. When you're not questioning what they told, you're just pointing out what they missed. And I don't want to come across like I'm disparaging the stories they told, because these are brilliant storytellers. They just missed it.
A serial killer the FBI describes as addicted to murder.
The killings were completely random.
There were numerous books already written, including American Predator by Maureen Callahan.
Just when you think he thought of it all, something else comes out of his mouth.
The only person I ever shot was Mr. Curry.
And you're like, holy
Everybody else is trying.
But even the FBI missed a lot with this guy.
This guy was so unprecedented in so many ways.
A man who lived two very different lives.
As he murdered victim after victim, we don't even know how many.
Killed all over the United States, so why was he being hidden from us?
And she wasn't the only one telling this story either.
In March of 2012, Israel Keyes was pulled over outside of Lufkin, Texas.
Josh Hallmark is an absolutely brilliant storyteller. And when he started telling the story, I thought, okay, it's all going to come out now. I thought, good, I don't have to do this.
Hundreds of lives would be forever changed, including mine. Join me on this strange, terrifying, and emotional journey as I attempt to find the missing, understand a killer, explore the impacts of crime, reconcile with those left behind, and subvert the genre.
Sometimes I feel like storytelling is a promise to the listener, particularly with podcasts. And I listened to two seasons of True Crime Bullshit with Josh Hallmark. And when he gets so close to telling the aspects of the story that I saw, but then he didn't tell them.
In the FBI files, they found images of over 40 missing persons on his computers.
I think it's fair to say that Israel Keyes had a fetish about missing people, which is why he wanted to ensure that his victims didn't get found.
I never stopped researching the case while all this was going on, and I thought to myself, now I guess I have to be the one to tell the story. And that's what got us here. I'm not being facetious when I say that they're brilliant. They told the first part of the story, something that I had trouble cracking. So this story is the spiritual sequel to what's already been done with several good books and a brilliant podcast. I sort of picked up where those stories either leave off or take a left turn.
Tonight, the FBI now believes confessed serial killer Israel Keyes took 11 lives. That's up from their previous count of 8. The FBI is also releasing a new detailed multi-year timeline regarding the whereabouts and dealings of Keyes. The 34-year-old committed suicide while in prison in Alaska, but before he died, he confessed to killing Bill and Lorraine Currier of Essex, Vermont.
Bill and Lorraine Currier of Essex, Vermont were forcibly abducted from their home in June of 2011 and murdered.
Officially, the FBI considers this case closed. The FBI reclassifies this case, and it goes from serial murder to terrorism. That it's within the public interest to know exactly what Keyes was doing, what the FBI knows about what Keyes was doing, what the Department of Justice or the U.S. military knows about what he was doing. Why his case was designated as terrorism. This isn't just a horror story or a cold case here and there. I think it's a lot bigger than that.
And the promises that I want to make are, I'm pretty sure with the line of thinking that I've applied with the help of some people close to me and the path that I've gone, I think I can identify who was the official first victim, even if there is a thing beforehand we can talk about. But I also think that I can show where some of the bodies of the later victims are buried. And I think there will be evidence there that will lead to these other cases suddenly being solvable. I would say that True Crime Access is about the aftermath of the serial killer Israel Keyes. And it's not about his story. It's about the story of what he left in his wake and what we can do about that. So we're hoping that the listeners will join in. You can find us at truecrimexcess.com. You can leave us voicemails at 252-365-5593. But the most important thing that you can do is like and subscribe and listen to the episodes as we start to release them on the anniversary of Samantha Koenig's death. This is True Crime XS.